WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of ADHD wisdom sprinkled with a whole lot of love and maybe a dash of glitter, because who doesn't need a little sparkle? You know that feeling when you're brimming with ideas, bursting with energy, ready to conquer the world, but then bam. That familiar brain fog hits, and suddenly even remembering your own name feels like an Olympic sport. Trust me, I get it. We ADHD brains are wired differently, but guess what? That difference can be our superpower if we learn how to harness it. And today, we're diving deep into a powerful tool that can help us turn those brilliant ideas into tangible realities. Visualization. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, come on, Laura, this is just some hippy-dippy mumbo-jumbo, hold on. Visualization isn't about wishing things into existence. It's about actively creating a mental picture of your goals, feeling the emotions associated with achieving them, and essentially training your brain to believe it's already happened. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to learn to play the piano without practicing, right? Well, visualizing is like mental rehearsal for your goals. The more vividly you imagine yourself succeeding, the stronger that neural pathway becomes, making it more likely that your actions will align with your aspirations. Here's the deal. Visualization isn't just a airy-fairy concept, it's backed by science. Studies show that athletes who visualize their performances consistently outperform those who don't. Imagine picturing yourself nailing that presentation, acing that exam, or finally launching that dream business. You're not just dreaming, you're rewiring your brain for success. So let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Get specific. It's not enough to vividly wish for a better life. What does that actually look like? Imagine the details. Where are you? Who's around you? How do you feel? The more specific your visualization, the clearer the path becomes. 2. Feel the emotions. Don't just see it, feel it. Let yourself experience the joy of achieving your goal. Savor that feeling of accomplishment, that surge of pride. Your emotions are powerful fuel for your subconscious mind. 3. Make it a ritual. Schedule time for visualization, just like you would for any important appointment. Find a quiet space, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in your vision. The more consistent you are, the more potent this practice becomes. 4. Believe it. This is crucial. Don't let self-doubt creep in. Embrace the power of positive affirmations. I am capable, I am worthy, I will achieve my goals. Trust yourself and your vision. 5. Celebrate small wins. As you move closer to your goal, acknowledge and celebrate every milestone. These small victories fuel your motivation and keep you on track. Remember that time you were working on a project and felt completely stuck? Maybe you even started doubting your abilities. But then, something clicked. You vividly imagined yourself presenting the finished product with confidence and flair, receiving applause and admiration. Suddenly, you felt energized, motivated, and ready to tackle the task head-on. That, my friends, is the magic of visualization. Okay, let's dive into a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist struggling to overcome her fear of showcasing her work at an art exhibition. She's filled with doubts and anxieties. What if people hate it? What if I'm not good enough? But then Sarah remembers the power of visualization. She closes her eyes, envisions herself confidently displaying her artwork, surrounded by appreciative viewers who praise her creativity and talent. She feels the warmth of their admiration, the pride swelling within her chest. Sarah starts to practice this visualization daily, injecting it with positive affirmations like, "My art is unique and valuable. I'm a talented artist deserving of recognition." Slowly but surely, Sarah's fear begins to dissipate, replaced by a newfound sense of belief and confidence. On the day of the exhibition, she walks in with her head held high, ready to share her passion with the world. So, here's the takeaway. Visualization isn't just about setting goals, it's about shaping your mindset, igniting your motivation, and ultimately turning your dreams into reality. It's about taking that leap of faith, even when fear whispers doubts in your ear. Remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things. Now go out there, visualize your success, and watch the magic unfold. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little dose of visualization power. Leave a review and let me know what goals you're visualizing in the comments below. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.